1/3 of young Americans, we're talking 18 to 24-year-olds, could not find Louisiana on a map. If you think that's bad, half of them, half, were unable to identify Mississippi. And the states are right next to each other. Then they made the mistake of handing a map of the world to these students. 60% could not find Iraq on a world map. 47% could not find India, even though it's one of the largest countries in the world. And 75%, 3 out of 4 of young Americans, could not locate Israel on a map. How would you do, Angie?
Not that great. What? I couldn't find any of those things that you said. Not a single one. Not
yes,
a
you
single.
Could.
I don't think so.
You could, because they're all labeled on the map. It says India.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then it's like absolutely no problem.
We're trying to figure out what is happening to our country. Why is this happening? We have an expert on the line here. Why is this happening? Why can't Americans find these places on a map? With the answer to that question, here's our friend Miss South Carolina.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
There you go. It's that simple.
That's simple, Jim. That's
simple. Start your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.